Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher, and now I spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You might be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference, special event, I visited your school, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or you're simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. Each week, I share popular content from my blog, sometimes reading a blog post aloud and adding a few extra things, other times taking a spin on something I've shared in the past or something I'm just really excited about that week, all to bring the content to life for you in audio format here on the Easy EdTech Podcast. In this bite-sized podcast episode, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention in this episode. Now, this month, September, I'm opening up enrollment to the Easy EdTech Club one final time for 2019. It's a new members-only site I started this year to help you decrease overwhelm and increase your focus as you search for the best EdTech strategies for teaching and learning. If you'd like to learn more, make sure you're on the list. Head over to classtechtips.com/signup to get on the list for my weekly newsletter and updates. Or head over to classtechtips.com/club for more info on the Easy EdTech Club. Right now, when you head to that page, you'll see a wait list, and the doors will open up to the members-only site officially on September 25th and close on the last day of the month. So if you are listening to this in October, November, or sometime way off in the future, don't worry, you can always use that same link, classtechtips.com/club, to get on the wait list for the next time it opens up. This week's podcast is titled, Build Classroom Community with a Creative Project. Whether it's the beginning, middle, or end of the school year, it's always a wonderful time to share stories. At the start of the school year, students can introduce themselves to their classmates while learning how to navigate digital platforms. In the beginning of the school year, you might do an activity like this, or you might hold off halfway through in the middle of a semester, have kids share their interests, things they're excited about, totally up to you. An All About Me activity is a great option for helping build your classroom community while students explore how to share information with multimedia tools. Now, I'm a huge fan of some of the powerful EdTech tools that you might use in your classroom already, whether it's combining something like Google Classroom and Spark Video so that students can create videos and share in a space they're already in, or if it's something like combining Soundtrap for giving kids a space to make music or record audio and then integrating them in a tool like Spark Video. Well, you can pull in any of the EdTech tools that you want students to have experience with this year at the same time as giving them a purposeful project to help you build classroom community and get students creating with digital tools. So in this episode, I'm going to share an activity idea. It's actually from the book that I wrote with Ben Forda, which I'll tell you about in a moment. So it's way number 2 of the 40 ways in the book I'll talk about in just a moment. And you can tailor this activity using Adobe Spark Video to create All About Me projects that you have students share in any of the digital spaces they might be in this year. Well, let's jump into this project together. If you haven't heard of Adobe Spark before, it's a powerful creation tool that is totally free for teachers. Ben Forda and I wrote a book called 40 Ways to Inject Creativity in the Classroom with Adobe Spark, with lots of ways to use the three Spark tools in your classroom. Spark Page is a website building tool. Spark Post is a graphic design tool. And Spark Video is a movie making tool. When we talk about creative projects in this podcast episode, you're going to hear me talk a little bit about Spark Video as a movie making tool you can use with students so that they are able to tell a little bit about themselves, share things that they're interested and excited about, all in multimedia format so that you can integrate conversations with them about choosing music for a theme or pulling in icons as symbols to represent a big idea so that you can check a whole bunch of boxes while giving students a space to be creative this school year. Now, I love the Spark tools. I've worked with the folks at Adobe Education for some time, sharing Spark tools in the new book. Of course, you might have a different creativity tool that you want to use some of these ideas with, which is totally fine as well. What I'm going to make sure I have for you are links to some quick start videos that Ben actually put together so you can get started using Adobe Spark, which is totally free, right away, as well as some graphic organizers. All you have to do is head over to classtechtips.com/podcast, and that's where you will find the resources that I mentioned in this episode, as well as those ones in case you want to take a look. As you're reviewing your goals for the start of the school year, you may want to introduce or review digital platforms for students. At the same time, you can help students share a bit about themselves, including their interests and goals for the school year. Of course, this might be an activity you try out a few months in or before ending a term with students, but anytime you want students to share a little bit about themselves, they can create an All About Me video using Spark Video and share it in a space where they might share content or turn in work that they're doing, like Google Classroom or Seesaw or any place you want kids to practice sharing their work. Now, Spark Video is an open-ended creation tool, so there isn't just one way to use it. For All About Me videos, though, you might set up a clear structure for students or give them a lot of flexibility in how they use a particular tool. An All About Me video is perfect for a teacher creation too, and your movie that you make might act as an exemplar for students. For example, you could create a video to share with your students and families to introduce yourself to your class at the beginning of a term or during a back to school night a couple weeks into the school year. Well, students can use your All About Me creation as an example for their own movie to share their stories with their classmates. Now let's get into making movies with your class. While Spark Video is my go-to movie making tool for classrooms, it works with iPads, Chromebooks, or any device with access to a web browser. With Spark for Education, which is their freebie version that's set up for kiddos of all ages and is COPPA and GDPR compliant, all that good stuff, students can record their voice, add icons, images, and even add videos to combine it with music and narration and make a movie. So just like a teacher created All About Me video to introduce yourself in the beginning of the school year, maybe you share it in Google Classroom or Schoology or Blackboard, students can save their creations as a video file or publish it on the web to a live link. Now, I created a handful of graphic organizers to use with Spark Video that you can download from classtechtips.com/podcast, where you'll find episode 30. This is episode 30 of the Easy Ed Tech podcast and links to those graphic organizers. But then, of course, you can create graphic organizers yourself or have students brainstorm together and think about what types of things they might share in an All About Me video, right? This type of video could include icons that represent a student's favorite place to visit or a favorite food to eat. And students might also use the search tool within Spark Video to find pictures. Alternatively, they can use the upload feature to add images related to their hopes and dreams or interests. And if you're looking to energize a space that you often use, to post a syllabus or announcements, you can even put your All About Me video in that digital space or feature some students' ones each week and rotate them out over the course of the school year. Now, you can tailor this project to any group of students, and this activity is perfect for integrating other skills like how to do a keyword search or how to use a headset and microphone. You'll want to customize this type of project, this project that can build classroom community by giving kids an opportunity to share a little bit about themselves, learn a little bit about their classmates, and you might create an outline for kids that hits all the things that you are really focused on. For example, you might ask students to brainstorm keywords they can use to search for icons or images for their movie. You might even want this to go very, you know, clearly along the lines of some vocabulary work you're doing with students. And I have a blog post with more tips about doing keyword searches with students that I'll link to in the show notes as well. Of course, you might use these videos as a way to facilitate conversations on peer feedback. So you can encourage students to play their video for a classmate throughout the creation process and ask for feedback. You might even provide students with a graphic organizer that lets them jot down ideas and sequence their thoughts. And you, of course, could show off the music options to students and discuss how music helps a video creator connect with their audience. Of course, you'll want students to change the theme to align with the tone of their video so it has a personal touch as well. Now, this All About Me activity is one that I introduced for high school students actually this past summer. And they were creating design challenge and Spark page websites actually, but each one of them created an All About Me video using some of the same strategies I'm sharing here in this episode as the first thing you would see when you got to their website. So it was a great way to talk about how can I communicate with an audience? How can I share a little bit about me so that it gives context for this project that I'm sharing as well? So all sorts of things that you can really make your own depending on the particular activity you have with students as well. All About Me activities are perfect for the beginning of the school year if one of your goals is to help students build community in your classroom. Of course, if you are a few months into the school year or starting a new elective with students and you realize, you know, we really need to get to know each other a little bit better, this might be something that you decide to introduce as well. Now, you can connect this project to other goals that you might have, perhaps around navigating new online spaces, using speaking and listening skills, or even something around digital citizenship if you have students sharing or commenting on each other's works. They can practice how to leave productive comments and even have a video to return back to at the end of the school year. So you can actually find the activity that goes along with this blog post and the podcast episode you're listening to in our book, 40 Ways to Inject Creativity in the Classroom with Adobe Spark. And if you have some student creations to share, maybe some All About Me videos or some other Spark video creations, make sure to use the hashtag CreateEDU to show off these All About Me videos. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, create an exemplar video to introduce yourself to your class. Then, use Spark Video graphic organizers, whether it's the ones I've shared on the podcast page or ones that you've made yourself, so students can create an outline for their video. Next, provide time for students to give feedback and share their videos. And finally, make sure to connect this project to other beginning of the year goals too. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast, or post a link to the episode on your social media. One final thing. This month, I'm opening up enrollment to the Easy EdTech Club one final time for 2019. It's a new members-only site I started this summer to help you decrease overwhelm and increase your focus. Over 200 educators joined in this summer, and I'm so excited to open up enrollment one last time this calendar year. And as you search for the best EdTech strategies for teaching and learning, I know you'll find some ideas with the masterclass that I do every month in the club, with the video Q&A, the EdTech guide, and all the giveaways and extra things that are exclusive for members of the Easy EdTech Club. All you have to do to get on the wait list or to register is to go to classtechtips.com/club. The doors to the members-only site will officially open on September 25th and close on the last day of this month. See you next week for more Easy EdTech tips.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.